This is Tri-States Public Radio News. There appears to be support for the latest proposal to address traffic concerns near Iowa Fertilizer Company's new plant in northern Lee County. Plant manager Darrell Allman told the county board Tuesday morning that more than 200 large trucks enter and exit the plant each day, and that number could increase to 300 by October. He says the fertilizer company encourages all truck drivers to turn right when exiting the plant. That would have them traveling on a brand new road that accesses Highway 61 via standard on-off ramps. Allman says a handful turn left, forcing them to enter Highway 61 at an intersection at the bottom of a steep hill without the use of on-off ramps.
When those trucks and that product leaves our gate, and sometimes even before it leaves our gate, that is not our product, they're not our trucks, and we have no ability to control public traffic on public roadways. That's not within our jurisdiction.
He says the company would like the county to install signs barring left turns at several locations outside the plant. That would allow the sheriff's office to ticket offenders. County Board Vice Chairman Don Hunold believes the additional signs would help truck drivers who are unfamiliar with the plant layout.
I think the fertilizer plant signage is a great idea because we're going to have a lot of people who don't know us down here. And so I think that's perfectly good idea. Now we got to make sure we follow the rules. And then we need to meet again in a year or so and talk about it and see what we think.
Hunold hopes the county engineer will present options for the additional signs near the plant within the next couple weeks. The fertilizer company says it sees the signs as a short-term solution. It says the long-term solution includes adding an acceleration lane along Highway 61 near the plant and installing a barricade blocking access to a county road leading to the plant. The county board opposes the barricade. It wants the Iowa Department of Transportation to wait at least 1 year before making the long-term changes proposed by the fertilizer company. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.